Hi, this is Trevor.
Hello, is Lynn Gorey there? I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. The name was chosen at random and also your answers will be completely confidential. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances to be able to vote in November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
An independent.
Independent. Okay. What is your age?
I'm 42.
42. Okay. Just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white, Caucasian.
What Caucasian? Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country is headed?
Satisfied?
Satisfied. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly cold or warm. You can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have never heard of this person or have no opinion, just let me know. Okay?
Okay.
What are your feelings toward the MAGA Republicans?
I'll go with 10.
10. What about Kamala Harris?
I'll go with 70.
70. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 65.
65. Lori Chavez Larimer?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Janelle Bynum?
I'll go with 55.
55. Donald Trump?
Oh, 0 for him.
0. Joe Biden?
55.
55. Trump's Project 2025?
0.
J.D. Vance?
What was that one?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, J.D. Vance. I'll give him a 15.
15. And by last, Republicans in Congress.
35.
35. All right. Just a few more questions. We're done. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat Party?
The Democratic Party.
Democrat. Okay. And if you have to decide right now, would you go lean Democrat or Democrat?
I would lean Democrat.
Lean Democrat. Okay. I know it's a long way off too, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, sorry for the being redundant, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or someone else?
I'll go with Kamala Harris, but it's a toss-up.
Okay. And if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Larimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. Okay. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Larimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in 2024 elections? Is there a fair chance? You might support her, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I might.
Might. Okay. So small chance or very slight chance?
There's a small chance.
Small chance.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess I generally approve.
Okay. Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve, since I can do that one. Somewhat approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laurie Chavez de Remer is handling her job as a member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. I would like to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to your to get your reaction.
Okay.
This is for the last part of the survey. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on a crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And where Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see her protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time his children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority to her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would still vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. Perfect. I would like to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Laurie Chavez de Remer. I want you to please tell me how much he troubles you.
Okay.
The options are a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first concern people have raised is serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Remer is making headlines by attacking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
I'll say very troubling.
Okay. Laurie Chavez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and she supported women's rights to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon law. We need someone in progress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
Very troubling.
Very troubling too. Just a few more. Laurie Chavez de Remer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for federal law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires hit on their taxes. Laurie talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
I'll call that one extremely troubling.
Okay. She has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2024 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defund federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez, the Reamer, is a vote for these dangerous programs.
Yeah, it's extremely troubling.
Extremely troubling, too. Okay. Sorry for taking a few minutes of your time. We're almost done. Just two more concerns, and we'll be done.
Okay.
Chavez, the Reamer, is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the court to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
Extremely troubling.
Extremely troubling. And the last one. Our democracy is being threatened. Yet, Chavez the Reamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 elections being stolen. And supporting politicians who refuse to say they will certify the upcoming elections if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. These stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Reamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system.
Yeah, it's extremely troubling.
Extremely troubling too. Okay. And again, sorry for asking you one more time. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would still vote for Janelle Bynum.
That's still Janelle. Okay. Last few questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a 4-year college degree.
College degree. Oh, that sounds nice. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Congratulations. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do. I have two children under 18.
Okay, perfect. Does anyone in your household or you personally are a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And the last question. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your time and participation. Remember, everything is confidential, so this will not be disclosed only within, this is only for our organization. And again, thanks for the time. I really appreciate that. I hope you have a good night.
You too. I appreciate you doing this.
Thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.